rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address for you to share whatever's living rent-free in your brain for days, weeks, months, even years. And we start off, this is sort of adjacent to what we were talking about in the top spot on yesterday's program when we're talking about, you know, the whole City Hall issue, downtown Dallas, our teams moving away and whatnot, and how much we still need, like, downtown to be at least a destination area. And this is from P1 John. He says, I grew up in a small town in West Texas. When we needed something out of the ordinary, we had to go to Dallas. Whether it was mom shopping for new furniture, getting clothes for school, etc., that was a Dallas trip. My dad and I would conveniently schedule these trips around a Mavs home game. As an adult, I lived in DFW for about 12 years. Got to have a beer with Sean at a remote in Denton one time, as a matter of fact. The drive into downtown is magical, especially when you get on that ramp onto Woodall Rogers and you're looking into the West End. You guys know the drill. I don't have to describe it to you. But that's what's been living rent-free this afternoon after hearing that segment. Thinking about the times driving into downtown for a Stars game or a Mavs game or just taking a staycation and going to the Thompson. And now I love reliving it all over again whenever we need to do something out of the ordinary. And I can't take my daughter to create those great memories for her. I love Dallas so much. Stay hard, Josh from Amarillo.
Yes. Really cool email. Yeah. And yeah, there's definitely civic pride when you're driving into downtown from honestly any direction. And I think, like, we've talked about it when we filled in for the Musers, like that hour in the morning right before the sun comes up and the buildings are lit up, or if you're driving home from work, and it's just, I know as Texans we have more pride in our state than any other people from whatever state, and it's kind of dumb, but man, it feels very proud to be from Dallas when you get to see just cool stuff and just the whole City Hall stuff. And I know there's a lot of politics to it. I really just wanted to stick around because the building looks cool.
And by the
way, I want cool stuff in my city.
Yesterday, the judge said, you know, they're going to hold back the vote amongst moving out of City Hall. So there's going to at least be a couple weeks of getting the public more behind the ideas of what they want to do. So
can we get that judge from Tarrant County that did the Brendan Sorge? Yeah, can we get Curry on this?
I don't know.
Like he likes to rule in favor of stuff.
Yeah, really.
Just keep us happy.
Just line his pockets.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to P1 Scott. He said, four stadium sing-alongs are a beating in general, but none live rent-free in my head like the Rangers doing Mr. Brightside.
I kind of agree with
they
you.
They announce it on the Jumbotron and then show all the lyrics except He Takes Off Her Dress Now. If that many fans are going to clutch their pearls over one line, then maybe don't pick a song about a guy getting cheated on. Pick a lane, Rangers. To be clear, I love organic stadium sing-alongs. Don't force it, P1 Scott. I agree with him. I do think, and it might be a little corny, I think when the DJ at the Stars game plays Low Places by Garth Brooks, that's a fun one that I think people look forward to.
And I think it depends on the moment, too. Like, if you've got a nice lead and the energy's up, it feels good. If you're down by three goals, I don't really want to be singing along to a fun song that I like to hear once I'm five beers in at midnight. Like, it's time and place. And to Mr. Brightside, I don't know if this is controversial. I could go the rest of my life without hearing that song.
There's much better
I like the Killers
songs
a lot.
Yeah, there's better Killer songs to sing along to.
Right.
That's what gets me is like,
what?
If we
different killer,
maybe if like at a Stars or a Mavs game, they would do All These Things I've Done,
yes,
and everybody's singing,
I've got soul, but I'm
not. That'd be really
cool.
Yes,
yeah, just Mr. Brightside, kind of a thrashing.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah,
it's played out. All right, this
but
is
white
from,
people love it.
They sure do. All right, this is from Sweet P1 Kylie, who often emails rent free, and she goes, let alone many guns would necessitate an entire rack. Dear sweetest spot boys, Sean, I notice when you're emphasizing something singular, example, they scored a run, especially in a negative way. You sound like Mike Myers in Wayne's World when Stacy gives him a gun rack. I know you're doing this on purpose, and I just want you to know that you were seen. Heart hands, party on, sweet dudes. Swing, Kylie G, heart emoji. Thank you, Kylie.
We're not worthy.
I don't know if I'm doing it necessarily on purpose, but as a 44-year-old who, as a child, went to see both Wayne's World 1 and 2 multiple times in the theater, maybe that is something that rubbed off on me. I
okay.
don't know.
Do it. Okay. There it is.
What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? We broke up. Get the net!
And there's many times during Diamond Talk where the Rangers will score a run or get a hit.
A hit with runners in scoring.
One GD hit.
That's been a Sean control room bingo for a while. When you go,
Yeah.
That's how you all the time.
Guilty.
Like, they just need to get a playmaker.
If it means that I love Wayne's World, then I will happily wear that for sure. And also the fictional donut shop in Wayne's World with Stan Mikita's. I always thought it was really awesome that there was like an all-night place you could go and get donuts and hang out. And I always thought that would be something really cool to have here because most donut shops close at like noon.
Yeah. Why can't we have some late-night donut shops?
It's a great question.
Would you go in there and get multiple donuts or
a donut?
A donut.
I would probably get a bear claw or maybe a apple fritter.
So okay. Does that make Mino Garth in this whole setup? Are you Wayne?
Sure, I'll be Wayne.
Sure.
Okay. That's fine.
I've got blonde hair. I'll be Garth.
Time to grow it out, man.
I know.
You're always drinking Pepsi in there,
I know.
Too.
That's true. It's a taste for a new generation. All right, let's go to Alan. P1 Alan says, hello, friends. With the World Cup coming up, there's been a lot of soccer talk on the station recently. This was sent back a couple of weeks ago. He says, yesterday, Craig talked about Arsenal specifically, and it made me think of the Twitter exchange between Bob and Chuck Cooperstein, ? I can't remember the principal players exactly, but the exchange went something like, Chuck, I watching Arsenal. Bob, I not watching Arsenal. I go to Lake. I laugh at it every time I think of it. Thanks for reading, Alan. And he is wrong about the principals because this was a, I believe,
a Newey
Scruggs tweet that Bob responded to. And it was just another chapter in Newey versus the ticket, and specifically middays, because old Dan from Southlake used to give Newey a hell of a hard time.
And this was early Twitter when everything was fun and you could just laugh at each other and have a good time. Right. And
it's not the toxic hellscape.
Yes. Like, this was considered Twitter drama for this point. Like, nobody cared about your political views or whatever. It was just people having fun, kicking each other in the nuts. I want to go back to this time.
We were talking pre-show, and if anybody knows, what was the impetus of Newey getting so sideways with bad radio? Like, did Newey do something to, like, upset Bob and Dan, or was this just Dan being a jerk to Newey because he was on TV?
From what I understand, it went back to their old days, because Newey used to do TV in the Midwest.
Oh, okay. So there was some
deep, Midwest blood.
Some deep-rooted
beef. It was previous to Dallas.
Okay.
Imagine if you and Mike Leslie got into a fight.
Yeah.
A Ranger game.
And Mike Leslie's challenging me to fight in the hallway.
Yeah.
Outside the press box.
We should start a beef. Organic beef with
Lando and Sam Gannon.
Maybe.
How about you and Sam Gannon?
No. I'll run
that already. I'll take it.
No.
Monty already has.
He has history with one Sam Gannon.
Yeah, but Lando wants to laugh as she's stomping on his balls.
Yeah, he's probably into that sort of thing.
What does that mean?
Now she's going to be mad at you again.
You're signing up for it.
You're not helping the beef.
Yeah, we have actualities of the nut stomp.
Falling over onto the drum set.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right,
with Bad Bunny playing in the background.
Let's go to P1 Charles. I'm a little confused by this one. He says, landlords, my curious 8-year-old son pointed to the paddle shifters on my 2025 car and asked, what is that? I explained in a way that would make the DMV take away my license, but my son won't realize that for another 10 years. He then asked, why don't you ever use them? Instead of sounding more like an idiot, I told him, you can't race on Texas roads. Question, can you go around the room and ask the guys if they have paddle shifters and have they ever used them? Half a man, Charles.
I have them on my new vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I have not used them yet.
Yeah, I think I have them on mine too, and
I
think I
had
them on my old car. Yeah, it's you can either upshift or downshift sort of manually.
And on an automatic?
On an automatic. And honestly, living, especially in Dallas-Fort Worth, I don't ever want to drive a stick again because that's what I did growing up, and it was a beating.
on my Libmobile, they do regenerative braking. So if I take my foot off the gas pedal, it'll start braking and start charging up my electric battery. Okay. But I could switch to the sport mode where I could do the paddle shifting if I wanted to.
Yeah, when you want to get sportsy.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin, on your tank?
I don't think so. Does it control the volume on my radio?
No, it's right. It's on your steering wheel, like right underneath it.
Like
you can go
plus
up and down.
Minus, yeah.
No, mine controls my radio.
Lando?
My 87 Acura Integra.
You don't have that old of a car.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, there's a nice family of raccoons living in the back.
But he can play compact discs in his car.
It's an 8-track.
Hold six at a time.
Yeah. You got the old converter with the disc, and you can plug it in your CD player.
You get four on the floor and three on the tree. All right, and finally, let's go to... This is from Scott Fenwick in Utah, our Salt Lake City P1. He says, visited my beloved Texas a few weeks back with a Whataburger virgin. Yes, I busted his cherry cola. Mm. And to persuade him, I tried to keep singing a jingle from Whataburger commercial from maybe the 90s. Whataburger, just Whataburger, should be the unbeatable, unbelievable, bigger, better burger Whataburger. It's stuck in my brain on a loop. I think I need a spike through me head. Thank you, Musers. P1 Scott from Salt Lake City. I tried to
find
this commercial he's talking about. I don't know what he was talking about, but I did find some old Whataburger commercials. And the late, great Mel Tillis, who famously had a bad stutter, and according to the internet, he had malaria at the age of 4, which caused a stutter. And the way to get around it is he would sing. So he didn't stutter when he sang, but he had a real issue with this. And the folks at Whataburger used him as a pitch man, and they sort of steered into his stutter and sort of incorporated that into how he would pitch the hamburgers, like in 1984 or whatever. And this is an example.
Hey, you know there's a big, big difference between a Whataburger and all the other burgers. Whataburger
cooks
makes their burgers just the way you want it. And you can order a Whataburger with just the right
ingredients.
The fixings that you want. And Whataburger never skimps on
quality.
Value. So remember,
it's not just a hamburger, it's a
Whataburger!
Okay.
And you could find half an hour of all the Mel Tillis Whataburger commercials. This was like maybe his cash cow there in the 80s, because he was a big 70s country star.
I had no idea about this.
A contemporary of Glenn Campbell. Yeah. So, shout out Mel Tillis. RIP in 2017.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with Mel Tillis. I guess that wasn't my big 70s country music star.
Yeah, he was on the Glenn Campbell show quite a bit. But, yeah, that's something your grandparents might listen to.
It looks like it. Yeah. I see him performing at the Grand Ole Opry.
That tracks. Well, that's another edition of Rent Free this week. If you have anything you want to add, rentfree1310@gmail.com. rentfree1310@gmail.com. Keep them coming. If we don't get to it, one week we'll get to it eventually, because we keep them all.